When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Looks positive as regards to Luis Diaz's father at the moment, but obviously it's an ongoing situation. So is there anything you can tell us about how Luis is at the moment and any further information you can give us about the situation that he's facing?
No, not really. It's like he was in training 2 days ago. He had yesterday a session and will be part of the team. So we always wait. If he feels right, he will be here and train with us. The session he had with us, because then we were not here, you could see that when he's with the boys, it's fine, it's okay. But you could see as well that he didn't sleep a lot. And so we have just to see how he is, and then we go from there. The news from Colombia, I didn't get them personally. I always get them forwarded. If they are whatever, it's behind it. I don't know 100%, but everything what gives us a little bit of hope is good. So we are waiting actually for the really good news. But that's it pretty much. So I cannot really say what we will do because we just wait where we can pick up the boy from and go from there. But it's all about him. That he makes himself available or not, and I will not force anything.
I know we've spoken a lot about Mo Salah's form, but obviously in the summer, a big offer came in for him and he rejected for footballing reasons.
I gave him a boost, though.
But how good a decision is that now, looking, and could it be a decision that is the difference between a title challenge and ultimately a title challenge, or no title challenge, I should say, an unsuccessful title challenge?
Which part was that? So he got an offer, you said?
An offer came in for him.
And then
it was rejected for footballing reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately it was, wasn't it?
I don't know anything about an offer or whatever, but it's not important. Mo is here. Mo never came to me and wanted to go. And didn't think a second about it, to be honest. Should be or not or whatever. So yes, he's here. He feels extremely well. You can see that he enjoys the team a lot. Played for the last 105 minutes last game, and then this game, the last game, he played as a nine. Showed that as well. Yes, in good shape on the pitch, like goal scoring wise. Everybody can see that. Off the pitch, he's in an even better shape, I would say. He's really. Really positive, and how I said, he enjoys the company with the boys and sees that there's a lot of potential and wants to maximize that by getting something out of it. But the other stuff we never thought about it, and I hope I don't have to.
Jürgen, what do you think about the prospect of going to Kenilworth Road? It's a bit of a throwback of an English football ground.
I heard about it. I didn't see it yet. That means I'm 8 years here, and it's one of the grounds I've never been before. So I'm looking forward to it. I honestly do. But I see a smile on your face, and it's great and stuff like this. But in the end, we have to get in somehow into the dressing room. And I heard it's not massive, and so yeah. But we will get changed, and then it's a football game. So that's all I need, a pitch, an opponent, and us there. And I don't know exactly how many of our fans can go there, but I will for sure take all the available tickets. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's exciting, and I love the story. I don't really know, but I don't think anybody expected Luton to get promoted last year. So they did an exceptional job there. As far as I'm concerned, or as far as I know, it looks like they are pretty relaxed with the situation. They knew it will be tricky, So they want to get everything out of this season, and that means point by point. Yeah. Surprise here, take the points there, and then try to stay in the league. So, and that's the team we will face. So it will, yeah, interesting, but especially it will be difficult because it's their ground. And if you would be in their shoes, then you would probably think, okay, in our home games, whoever comes, we cannot waste any opportunities, so we'll go for it. And that's the opponent I expect.
Obviously, it's their first season in the Premier League. It's the first time Liverpool have gone there for a long time as well. What's the energy that you need to match? Because potentially, this is the biggest game that Luton have had so far. I mean, how do you combat that?
It's a football game. We cannot change that. And we have no, we cannot, it's important to know before a game what opponent, as much as we can know it, what he thinks, what how they see it, blah, 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 all these kind of things. But that stops at a specific moment, and then you go for it, and then you play a football game. And that means you have to do the necessary stuff. And we will probably face a low block, and that means we have to deal with that. We will probably face set pieces with quality, and that's where we have to make sure we are ready for that. We have to all these different things. It's Luton, but it's not the first time that we face a team who will play that way, probably. And that's what we have to deal with, and that's what we will prepare the boys for.
Jürgen, hopefully Luis Diaz's situation with his father will be resolved shortly. But if you look at what you've got at the top end of the pitch this season, and the different variations, all the strikers are scoring goals. Even the ones, you know, the players when they're left out for a game come back in. They all appear to be sort of pushing each other on. How do you manage to sort of generate that atmosphere amongst the group?
That's no problem at all. The boys are all smart. The good thing is we have really only smart players. So, and that means they understand we can't play all games. It's not that I want to play Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, whenever. That's just not possible, but everybody sees as well. And that's how a smart footballer should think, and our boys do that. If I can't play, then it's better. We have another really, really, really good player who can play the position. So, and that's exactly how it's here. But you see it now. So we cannot force him, we will not, the Luis situation. It's not in our hands, and we are just their partners at the situation with him and really are waiting together for good news. But in that moment, it's then only four all of a sudden, and then but a lot of games still coming. If you see a schedule from, okay, now it's three games until the international break, but after international break, it turns completely crazy, the schedule. So in that time, we have to be ready. And if you want to play a successful season and not only having successful spells, you need the boys through all these different phases. And so I really, we had a horrible year together as well. Like, we had all to ask all these horrible questions and stuff like this. And now I realize that the questions are much more positive. Everybody's like positive about the team. I'm positive about the team. But it's so early. It's so early, and I'm so happy that we have a really good team together, which I like. But look at the other teams; they are really good as well. A lot of really good teams out there. It's Premier League, and it's not about celebrating the moment and stuff like that, being relieved that we kind of can play football again, stuff like this. No, it's really about digging into the season. Use the full potential of this group, get everything out of it, and then let's see. But again, it's a press conference, we have to talk about it. Again, I enjoy it much more to talk about positive things, but talking about our front line with all the players, where Ben Doak is actually part of and was not available, then Luigi not available, then Cody the before not available. So we have to see, we have to get through this, and with not a lot of injuries or none, that would be the best from now on. And then you're right, then we have really the choice. But if not, then the boys have just to fight through it, and that's as important as the others. So for the moment, it's okay. But we need it like this for pretty much the rest of the season, to be honest.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Carl. on a similar sort of thing, I just wanted to ask you about Cody Gakpo. He's performed a few roles for you in the team, sometimes out of necessity. He's got 4 goals this season, 3 of those have been that first goal in the game. I just wonder how you see his development of this problem.
Top, we had to. Since Cody's here, he played a variety of positions. So, and now starting the season, he played in midfield. And that's, if you have everybody available, it was never the plan to put Cody there. We just knew he can play there, and he can, obviously. But it was for him, again, something new after the false nine last year and all these kind of things. All of a sudden, always new positions. But he's super smart player, a super smart player, so he can adapt to that. But it's just, we want him to adapt, and then you have to perform immediately on top level. And that was in the midfield position a bit difficult, but with a little bit more time, he can play there perfectly, no doubt about that. So then the injury, which was really unlucky in this horrible game, and now back, and he's just a versatile striker. He can play everywhere up front there, and for us it's super important. And he arrives in the box, he's a good shooter, he has a good nose for the situation, so that's he's a top player. So and a really good character as well, so it's very helpful. How I said, the boys up front, they all like each other. That's really like that. There's not this battle between I will I start, so they all like each other, and they know they can all play together, and that's really important, and they enjoy it a lot, and nobody's they all want to start, but if you don't start, they know they will come on and have to, in the ideal world, kill the game off. And so yeah, and Cody's a very important part of that.
And also, you know, obviously Darwin took the headlines on in the week, but are we seeing the best of him now?
Of course not, but we have but it's completely different now. So the first year was hard for him, and then hard for me as well, because you see this incredible talent, massive potential, but it's difficult to unfold it because of, I'm obviously a manager who needs or can help a player, but I need contact for that. Like in an idle world, it can speed up the process by talking a lot with the player. I was not able to do that because I don't speak Spanish, which is as bad that he doesn't speak English, but his English is now much better and my Spanish still not. But settled in the team, when you see him around in the building here, then everything is different. He's in a very good moment, and yeah, it's still only the start for him, of course. So it's a good moment. Said it last week, long may it continue in the idle world. Hopefully it continues like that forever. And then I'm a bit afraid of the highs he could reach, because it has so much there. It's crazy. But now it's, at least we found the real starting moment, and let's work from here.
Communication between you two difficult?
Well, not. It's, the football English is not complicated, so we don't have to speak about everything in life. So, but the football communication is now absolutely possible, which is absolutely helpful. And of course, we have an extra player, on-field player. So far, it was always Ali, the translator, if you want. And now we have Maka, and they are really close with each other. And Maka is a super smart footballer. So if I forget something to tell him, Maka tells him anyway. So it's just, strikers need to know where to go when midfielders have the ball, and that's obviously depends to the midfielders and stuff like this, and that's the stuff you talk to players about. But in Ireland, the players talk to each other as well about it, and Maka is there, super helpful. And Lucho's English is getting better, so, and they are very close as well. And that's how it is. You can see it. There's just not a specific amount of time. It's for each individual different, what you need to really arrive. But who cares? It's done now, and that's good.
Any more quick ones?
Just ask about Stefan and Thiago. Obviously, they both had setbacks in the group. Is there any clarity on when you might expect either of them back?
No, it's... No, we don't know. With Stefan, it's again one of these things. Let me say like that. Stefan's quality, potential, talent, whatever, everybody could see, and it's incredible. What a player. but the body was not ready yet. So that's how it is. And then you have these kind of, they're still growing, these boys, and we have two, they're all different. We have other players with a different, what is it, skeleton? It's just a different body where, okay, that's fine. And for other players, okay, it's a bit too early. So we just have to put the break in again and just wait for until that's all fine. And then be the Liverpool FC has have a wonderful player, to use. But there's absolutely no time what we can put on that, and we will not. We just have to wait. He's here, he's training, he's doing his stuff, we'll be building his... So we know how good he is, and now we have to make sure that we help him to get a body to show that, and not only once, but then three times a week, and we will get there. Very good news for the club. In a moment, we cannot use him, and that's all. I mean, Thiago, it's slightly different. It's an ongoing thing, and we cannot put any kind of pressure in there as well. But we expect him to be back, and I would say probably start of the new year. It's now already November. It would mean another 4 weeks. I would say that's probably a realistic thing to try, and can't wait, to be honest, to have him back. The player is just exceptional. But I understand that you ask, but it's nothing we can now have a week by week an update, because that will not change a lot in this moment.
Thank you. Jacob's next. Next.
You've been listening to the Blood Red podcast from the Liverpool Echo.